All right. This is a song I wrote this past year. It's called Carry the Load.
This morning for Spring's Awakening. I said my first rocket yesterday afternoon. My lovely cardinal sitting out in my yard. And I hope that all of us, my tulips are up about 4 inches, and I hope that all of us will thrust ourselves through the crust of winter into a wonderful spring and a new awakening for our souls as well. And we have a story for all ages by Nikki Bronder.
You don't want to come up. You can sit there. I have no pictures to my story. You have to imagine it. I can talk really loud. This is sort of about, this is sort of an optimistic story too for this spring. This is a story of when I was very, very young, my father used to write stories for us. And my father's now 85 years old, and I still have these stories that he wrote. And he wrote special ones for each of us, and I used to love horses. So this is called The Horse with the Wooden Nose. And for those of you who are my age, this would be written back in the early 50s. Somewhere in this world, there is a farm called the Red Rough Rabbit Ranch, because the owner, Timothy Sweeney, called it that. No one knows the reason he called it the Red Rough Rabbit Ranch, because there is no reason. Now, on this farm, there was a horse. Now, that is not at all strange, except this horse had a wooden nose. This horse, he was gray in color, did not always have a wooden nose. When he was very young, he had a nose like yours. Well, not quite. He had a nice one for a horse, but not exactly like yours. One day this horse, Albert was his name, was munching hay with his father. His father, who usually had little to say, spoke to Albert. "Albert," he said, as he chewed his alfalfa, "you see, horses do not understand that you should never talk with your mouth full." "Albert," said his father, "I think you will develop into a fine, brave horse someday. You are like me in that you are quite handsome, strong, and courageous. But, and I am most sorry to say this, like your Uncle Herman on your mother's side, you are too curious for your own welfare. I fear the worst there." Albert's father reached for more hay. The conversation was over. He was a horse of very few words. Albert wanted his heels and ran down to the other end of the pasture. "Pooh," he said to himself, "I am not curious. I just like to learn." Just then, the sound of an exciting buzzing came to his ears. He said, "New animals have moved into that burnt-out old stump. Let's go and visit them." So off he went to the stump. The buzzing was very loud now. Down went Albert's nose into the stump. "Wow! Wow! Wow!" And down the field ran Albert with 15 bees and a wasp on his nose. Albert was yelling for his mother. After Albert's mother had fastened a bandage to his nose with adhesive tape, she sent him back to the pasture. "Albert, for goodness sake." "I know, Mother, I'll be careful." In 2 days, the bandage was off, and Albert forgot about being curious. So that day, he watched Mrs. Gosper Goose marching her goslings across the pasture. Off he dashed to look over the babies carefully. Down came his nose to sniff the goslings. Went Mama Goose, and snap, went her fingers right on Albert's nose. Down the field to Albert, with Mrs. G. Gosling holding on firmly. When they arrived in the stable, Mrs. Goose dropped off. "My dear madam," she hissed indignantly to Albert's mother, "I suggest that you teach your son some simple manners." Off she marched back to her goslings. Albert's mother got out the bandages again. Albert didn't get to run about town about the farm for 2 or 3 days, for a very fierce rainstorm swept over the farm and all the animals were kept indoors. After the sun came out again, everyone on the farm burst out of the doors happily. It was Mr. J. Pig who found it first. Now, Mr. Pig is the wisest animal on the farm. He looked at the hissing wire that had fallen from the pole which lay on the ground. "Don't touch it," he grunted. "Don't touch it," echoed cow, turkey, rooster, and even the lamb. Everybody fell back. Everybody except for Albert. "Pooh," said Albert. "You can't tell if it's dangerous unless you try it first." Down came Albert's nose on a fallen electric wire. Ooh. Scrackle with the wire. Albert yelled very loudly. I can't even do it. Mr. Sweeney came running. Albert went to the animal hospital. The animal doctors worked on Albert by day and by night. Albert was a very sick horse. At last they said to Albert, "We think we can save your life, but we're afraid something's got to go." "Okay, what?" whispered Albert. "Your nose. We shall operate tonight." So that night they operated. Off came Albert's poor, sore, burned nose. On went a beautiful wooden nose, especially carved to fit Albert's face. Soon Albert went home. All the animals gathered around to congratulate Albert and admire his new nose. Albert thanked them politely. All this was years ago. Since then, Albert has grown up. In all the world, there's not a more handsome, a braver, a swifter horse. And in all the world, there is not a more curious horse. For now, Albert has a wooden nose. So he can be pet, bitten, and all the biters and snappers and peppers for their pain to get are splinters. And Albert learns all he wants to learn.
Before we sing the hymn, I want to make a little announcement about the songs for today. As you've read in your prairie fire, we're about to have the Central Midwest District meeting in Appleton is coming up. And the main speaker and guest at that meeting is Carolyn McDade. And so for today, all of the hymns on today's program are hymns that were written by Carolyn McDade. So the first one we'll do will be Come Sing a Song With Me, number 3. Central Midwest District meeting is music and music for the congregations. So all of you who are musicians and who are interested in and love music are encouraged to attend. And I think Nancy has the applications for that.
I have one here.
So, okay. So you might want to speak to Karen if you think you might be interested in going. Do you want to ask the girls in the aisle or what we are doing?
Yeah.
Are you
well, you've got a big enough responsibility already.
As everyone here knows, each week one part of our service is to share the joys and sorrows in our life. It's part of our community of prayers. Are there any joys or sorrows that anyone would like to share?
Well, I just feel honored, really, to be going to the Dominican Republic. I found out from the scene that saw and I was thinking about that. There's a web page called Friends of the Dominican Republic, and I've been communicating with lots of people that's all over there and finding out first what I'm about it. So I really feel very, very privileged to be going to that part of the world. And also, I talked to another member, I think her name is Jean Will. Wilcox, and she had come to Prairie a few times with her husband. She was at my service on the going into the Peace Corps. She was in the Peace Corps, and she went to Jamaica, and she was there in 1980, and I just talked to her yesterday, and they're currently are going to a church, some other churches that are trying out Lutheran churches. But she said that she's still suffering from post-traumatic syndrome from her experience in 1980 in the Dominican Republic, where she had a little bit on bars. She went through, because it's a very dangerous country, it's not just poor, but in Kingston particularly. And also, she went through a bloody election, so she's telling me all about that. I'll try to share some of that. It just was really striking to me the vast difference that people can have in their
difference in time is so hard. And differences in the same place.
This was a different country in Jamaica, and they were both in the same area for the year.
Other joys or
this week on Friday was my 80th birthday. I didn't want people to know about this in the school where I go every day, but about a month or two ago, a little girl, when we were talking about Washington's birthday and Lincoln's birthday, after I'd read my daily poem to them, she said, Barbara, when is your birthday? I let it out. It was March the 10th. She turned away. She smiled. This was a little Hmong girl. And so she's the one that told me. They sang to me. They made me greeting cards, computerized poems, all kinds of stuff, and a lot of thanks for the daily poem. And one little girl wrote, and the poem, P-O-M-E, I like best is March. Now that's one I had used just this last week, so I'll share it with you. It fits with this hymn we just sang about, come walk in rain with me, March. One of these windy mornings, Jamie and I will go over the dingy meadows, over the crusty snow, down to the woods where the pines grow tall and the rabbits hide by the old stone wall. We'll look for a sheltered hollow under some spreading tree, and there in the leaf brown darkness, what do you think we'll see? The slender blade of a jonquil thrusting out of the mold, though the ice is still on the river and the clear bright air is cold. But Jamie and I are both aware of why it's standing so bravely there. For it's the promise of April, the Lady of Spring designed and planted there on purpose, on special, special purpose for Jamie and me to find.
Oh. Thank you. Congratulations. Any other joys or sorrows? Brian's music this morning was a great joy. Is that all, folks? Okay. All righty. What we're going to do here is divide into groups of four, and we have 10 potential resolutions for General Assembly, and we're going to pick, it used to be three, but I think maybe we'll vote on the top five and to send into Boston as part of our parish poll. Now, I'm going to pass out little packets, and if we can start to move, have that four groups of four. Oh, I brought my cat hairs in with me. Suspense, right? 10, 15, 18, 19, 21. Bobby, better you count my counting to make sure I'm right here. 6 here. And we have 15, 18, 22. Presentation elections. Okay. Well, the top one was the globalization issue.
Someone has spoken.
Okay, number one, guess I should check these off. Number one, number S9, globalization. The next one would be number seven,
No Place for Hate.
And then the war on drugs, S3. 21 votes, and then we have
Iraq.
And the next one would be 13, abortion. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Now,
the last one was which path?
The last one is S2, the abortion training doctors for abortion. This is really up to you. Time is almost out. Shall we leave it as it is and send these five in, or do the people who voted on something that was not on the top want to change? Because I can't do that because we may have already voted on the one.
It looks so that there really was a split, though. After the 13, the next one down was 8. I mean, it even looks like our congregation was pretty clear.
Yeah.
Less than
there
half.
Is a split. Yeah, you're right.
Would you read down the five, just the keyword into the top five?
Yeah, the top one is, I should number them.
I've got
globalization. So globalization. Understanding the challenges of globalization, S9, is number one.
No Place for Hate.
No Place for Hate was number two. An alternative to the war on drugs is number three.
Iraq.
And work to end economic sanctions against Iraq was number four. And the abort training doctors for abortion was number five.
Now, do we send these as is just to be worked on, or are they looking for any kind of comments?
They're not looking for comments on this. What they do on this, I don't think I have the, we simply fill out a form like this and check off the ones that we want to appear on the ballot for the delegates at General Assembly. Then when this gets to General Assembly and is voted on, they will then make a study packet similar to one that you may have seen here, an expanded version of the one you had that has background and how you act and what to do and how to study this and resources to go into, and send it back to the congregation, and that will be your you'll start working on that in the congregations for the next 3 years, and then we will make comments on what we think needs to be changed and what we need to do. The one, for instance, we sent in, the one that came out last year, that was one that was voted on the year before, went to General Assembly. General Assembly chose it out of the 6 or 7 suggestions that came to us. We worked on it. We then sent back a notice to Boston saying one of our comments was that that whole consumption idea was like how we influence other people not to consume so much. And one of our comments was that maybe we ought to not consume so much ourselves. And so we made these comments, we sent it back to General Assembly. They redo the whole thing a second time, comes back a second, third year, etc. So you've done your job here. This is, to me, this is all really very fascinating. And I hope some of you would enjoy doing this kind of thing as well. Go to General Assembly. Okay. We've taken more time than we want. We're going to sing hymn 121.
And thank you for your effort.
Hold your applause. Don't clap for money.
Thank you.
Is there anyone interested who I do not know? I know your name.
Oh, yes. One. Yes, my sister Nancy, who's visiting from Rapid City, and she is the mother of Gretchen, of those of you who know Gretchen.
This is a question more than an announcement. It's been in the Prairie Fire a couple of times about Phoenix's bicycle trip. I'm assuming there's some kind of a thing you fill out, a form you fill out or something for that. Where do you get it?
It's on the back table.
Oh, okay.
Phoenix on the map. The front side says Phoenix, and the back side is American Lung Association.
Oh, okay.
Form you fill out. Pat, you can show you this map.
Don't forget that next week we have our service auction with a bake sale and a lunch, probably about 11:45, and then the actual auction beginning about 12 next week. So come and pick up some wonderful things to get done by those among us.
Okay.
Yeah, as mentioned earlier, I have brochures for the Unifying Spirit Conference, April 23rd, the UUA Central Midwest. I know there's a few people who have said they are interested, and if other people are, and I still need to make copies. If other people are interested, please let me know, and I'll make copies. I don't have enough for everyone, but please let me know, and I'll make copies if you need your registration for me. It's only something like $55 to go. And a bunch of people are going, who's going to go? I can't go, Nancy. I'm interested in going.
Spring Park.
So other people can go, so there's no limit on this. And also,
For the CMD, the registration is April 1st for the $55. After that, it goes up. And it's music, our unifying spirit, and it's with Carolyn Dave, who wrote my song.
And Trevor Stevens is.
Yeah.
So if other people are interested, I do have registration forms there. And then the other conference that's coming up March 24th, the Planning for Conflict in the Youth Congregation. We do have quite a few people interested in going. I believe there is, I do have an additional registration form because I know someone else expressed an interest just this last week. And we can send as many as 6 people. And that is $160 per person, and I have some additional information on that if you're interested.
Food, housing?
That all includes everything. $160 for the whole weekend, it's food and housing.
We have 5 right now, we can have 6. First side is 6. Pardon?
I might like to go.
Okay. Okay, well,
I'm on the point.
You're not okay.
We'll need to know soon because they're starting to send the information. Packets out, so okay. Take care about that.
Phoenix is showing me.
Okay, Phoenix, we've got a map.
Yeah.
Let's see. The course starts. Where does the course start?
Seattle, Washington.
Seattle, Washington.
Okay. Washington, D.C.
Okay.
Yeah, long way to go.
So we're going forward, we're going east.
Each in the red mark is a markup of what he's earned so far towards the 7,000. And each section is a 50-mile section representing $107.70.
And when is the actual bike ride?
June 14th, and 5 days later.
But you need the money by?
June 14th, possible, please.
June 14th, we need to get the money in to enable him to make the trip.
And the red line is growing as you have the money.
Of course.
Inching eastward. Okay. Other announcements? Nick?
For the program committee meeting, can we meet real briefly up there right immediately after the service? And the other thing I have to say is we have nobody to do the Easter Intergenerational Program, so we desperately need somebody who will do the Easter Intergenerational Program, or I guess we'll just all come and, well, I'll be gone.
Those sturdy spring flowers remain in this changing
sky. Right, so if we don't have a person to do it, I'm not going to worry because I'll be in Europe.
Okay. This will be the issue that has the agenda in for the spring meeting, so if anyone wants to put something on the agenda, please get it to me as soon as they can. The board meeting is the third Tuesday at 7 p.m. That's March 21st. Anything else? Betty?
Well, the Women's International League for Peace and Freedom is having their annual fundraising dinner on March 25th, that's a Saturday, at the Covenant Presbyterian Church at 5:30. And they're having a speaker, Professor Tim Tyson from the Capital American History Department, who's going to speak on Selma to Seattle, Violence, Nonviolence, and Globalization. $25 for one person or 40 for two.
Great. Al.
We inaugurated a new coffee pot this morning, and I want to do this as a very housekeeping announcement. The instructions say use one of these in the well in the middle, and the ones that we just replaced probably wouldn't have been needed had they been replaced. So if you're washing up dishes, please scour out that hole at the bottom.
Okay. Well,
Jennifer Parker was gracious enough to leave a lot of extra copies of the materials that she handed out to me to go home. But they're over there on the pew. And they're good stuff.
Assertiveness. Barbara.
Yesterday, I worked with a member of First Unitarian Society at the League of Women Voters office, and she gave me two postcards to send in to our two senators. And I wrote my letters to the two senators, so I have two postcards to give away. This is what we say to the senators: vote no on Pain Relief Promotions Act. This is a bill proposed for the Senate. The bill is an obvious move to undo Oregon's Death with Dignity legislation and would criminalize the practice of medicine by having the Drug Enforcement Administration regulate physicians' pain management. Mm-hmm. And doesn't that sound lovely, though? Pain Relief Promotion Act. Yeah. It would dictate to doctors what they can and can't do. So if you want two postcards to send in, these are ready for you to take from me. If there are people who want them and don't, I've only got the two, I'll write down the number of the bill.
I've got my answer to the name of Barbara's. I have one brief question.
Can you wait till after service because you're a few minutes late? Rachel?
Secret Friends Potluck right after service.
Yep. Okay. Nikki, do you have a necessary addition?
Just got to say that there is a conflict resolution program for the 30th of April as a follow-up.
The five people who are going to the conflict training in Chicago are down there that weekend. It might help to reschedule, so.
To reschedule?
Yeah, until after that. But anyway, Pat, GA, attendance?
Yes, we mentioned that.
We just received the registration forms for General Assembly attendance. It's June 22nd
to 26th.
We have this year three delegates we can send. It's in Nashville, Tennessee, so some people are considering driving. Anyone who's interested in becoming a delegate for Prairie to GA this year, please come forward as soon as you can. We're especially looking forward to having possibly you attend this year, but not as a delegate. The hotels book up very quickly, so you really need to seriously consider this soon. The delegates are approved by the board. We do have the meeting on March 21st. Think hard, especially these next couple weeks.
And let me mention, as an addition to that, I am already booked a hotel room in, what was the hotel?
Oh, doesn't matter.
Whatever, the second cheapest one. For four people. But we only have two people so far. But I did that so in case someone else wants to go, they can share the room with us, which will bring down the price.
Randy?
I've got a volunteer for you to use.
Okay. Is there a parent who can accompany or someone who can accompany?
I'll talk to Brian about it.
Okay.
Brian is up.
Great.
Okay. Well, the denominational fair is really the critical part of UU in this congregation, and the Parish Poll and the Penny area and national conferences are important.
It's been an
Well, very important, critical ones, yes.
Well, yes, the ask committee meeting, the day after the service.
Yeah. Okay, so we have
to there's something else
to do. Yes, Ken and I are going
to Okay, okay. Anything we missed that's critical? Warren?
About next week's program. Let me just give you an example. When Richard Feynman started graduate studies at Princeton in 38 and 39, he showed up at an advisor's office, and his advisor pulled out his pocket watch ostentatiously, put it on his desk, with sending this very clear message, don't waste my time. And they're all heard from professors over here who do the same sort of thing.
Waste
the next
time
week,
and give out watch.
What?
Waste time and give out watch.
I'm thinking, well, I'm giving away watches. The next week, Feynman showed up for his appointment, and John Wheeler, his advisor, pulled off the watch again, put it on his desk. Feynman reached into his pocket, pulled out the watch, and laid it off. There are a lot of stories about
this
Mr. Feynman, and you'll be interested in the character next week.
To give you a flavor of a brilliant physicist and professor at Caltech, among other places, that many people aren't aware of. Okay, Pat wants to close with her words and then have a hymn? Or?
Yeah, I want to have a closing first and the hymn, and we'll close with a hymn. And all I want to say, really, is that this was the eighth of my, the eighth and final program of my lay ministry. But I really enjoyed doing this and dealing with this topic. And I hope that you felt you got something out of the going about the UUA's business as well. So we will close with Carolyn McDade's hymn, Spirit of Life. That is number
123.
Luckily, something that they
side two of this tape does not include anything from today's program.